tonight on air.
Lightning Martin.
More drama, more action, more stories that you'll never forget.
Remember that.
All waiting for you to discover.
What do you think?
We're opening up our world of entertainment so you can know. This June, take your current GoTV subscription and we'll upgrade you at no extra cost.
Era. Chokako, buwana wa mabwana fika.
Oh, sondo buwana mabwana, ni phone ya wagula.
Manje, wizi walola Max Mwati, it's for the biggest bosses.
You heard right. Ungankale, buwana wa mabwana, with MTN's Alola Max. A fast 4G smartphone with a big screen, good camera, long-lasting battery, 32GB memory storage, and 2 SIM card slots. All for just 795 kwacha. The Alola Max also comes with 3GB free data every month for 3 months. Alola Max Simwe. Get yours today from any MTN service center.
MTN.
MTN, what are we doing today?
A source of energy has arrived in your town. Power. 91.3 FM. 91.3 FM. Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Art Hobway, Livingstone, and Copper Belt News Bureau. The Power FM News.
New Congress Party endorses President Hakainde Hichilema ahead of the August elections. MTN Momo expands digital payments to Stanbic Bank POS integration nationwide. In international news, Kenyan President defends controversial US-backed Ebola facility. And in sports, FIFA launches World Cup state-of-the-art broadcast hub in Dallas.
And now, the Power FM News.
With upfront and reliable news every day, my name is Abigail Chassis. Former Patriotic Front Alliance partner, the New Congress Party, NCP, has endorsed President Hakainde Hichilema for re-election in the upcoming August polls. NCP leader, Pastor Peter Chanda, says the decision to back President Hichilema came after extensive consultations and a thorough analysis of the current political landscape. While acknowledging that President Hakainde Hichilema has not fulfilled all his 2021 campaign promises, Pastor Chanda emphasizes that the head of state has made significant progress and thus deserves another term in office. Expressing concern over divisions within the opposition, he highlights an unprecedented level of mistrust among political parties, which contrasts with late sixth president Edgar Chagwa Lungu's call for united opposition. Pastor Chanda adds that the president's steady policy direction is crucial for the country's development and stability.
Things that resonate with NCP, which the government is doing, which is good proportional representation, as you may be aware, we made a presentation at Parliament where we believe so much in complete proportional representation. However, we have a partial proportional representation. Decentralization and another value is listed as an empowerment that is able to get down to the people. Although they have not 100% met the expectation of the Zambian people, on the balance of things, we think it's in good money. We can give them a benefit of doubt and entrust them with another mandate. But this should not make the European be compensated and neglect the promises.
Independent parliamentary aspirant for Tongwe West, Dr. Alesius Mulemba, has promised to transform the constituency through a governance model focused on corporate management principles, transparency, and community-led decision-making. Speaking on Power FM's Voice of the People program on the Power Breakfast, Dr. Mulemba noted that despite good intentions at the national leadership level, a disconnect between policymakers and local communities continued to impede grassroots development. He said his leadership approach would prioritize inclusivity by empowering wards through devolving decision-making authority to local structures, including ward chairpersons, councillors, and community leaders, especially in the allocation of development contracts. Dr. Mulemba proposed that development funds should directly benefit constituency residents. He also outlined plans to establish an independent investment authority fund to oversee constituency development projects separate from existing structures.
Our president means a good intent. He means it, but the people on the ground don't mean it to our communities. This is why we are changing. We are coming in full force. We will tell certain people that we show them that we went overseas, we went to school to come in and be a change agent in our communities. The ward chairman, chairlady, councillors should be the people that should determine who should get the contract. With the qualification, of course, we will have our own investment authority fund. We will have our own board, a separate board out of the constituency board. We unit will be very different. There are certain things that have never happened in Zambia because I'm coming in with that business mindset. Every ward will be cooperative with a bank account. This is what we do. Every ward will have a proper financial committee that looks at projects.
In Moni, a Serbian agricultural equipment manufacturer, has started setting up a manufacturing and assembly plant in the Lusaka South Multi-Facility Economic Zone. FPM Agromechanic, one of Europe's largest agricultural equipment manufacturers, says the plant is expected to become fully operational within the next 8 to 10 weeks. Company founder and president Jovenko Gobajek says the facility will assemble agricultural equipment for the Zambian market and will export to neighboring countries. Mr. Gobalich says the company currently exports its products to 65 countries worldwide, but has not had a presence in Southern Africa until now. He adds that the investment will help build the capacity of Zambian farmers and contribute to increased agricultural productivity. Meanwhile, Ministry of Defense Permanent Secretary Mambo Hamoundu says the project supports government's efforts to diversify the economy away from dependence on copper production. Mr. Hamoundu says the plant is expected to create jobs for local people and strengthen the country's agricultural sector. And Serbian Ambassador to Zambia, Jasna Znovic, says Serbia remains committed to supporting Zambia's agricultural development. She says the Serbian government will this year increase the number of Zambian students receiving fully funded scholarships to study agriculture in Serbia. She notes that 4 Zambian students were sponsored earlier this year and expressed confidence that the program will help develop skilled agricultural professionals for the country. In business news, MTN Mobile Money Limited, MTN Momo, has taken a major step in expanding its digital payments footprint by enabling customers to pay for goods and services using Momo on Stanbic Bank point-of-sale POS machines across Zambia. Stanbic Bank joins First National Bank, FNB, United Bank of Africa, UBA, Indo-Zambia Bank and Zanaco as the 4th banking partner to accept Momo payments on its POS network. This integration positions MTN Momo as the most widely available mobile money payment option on bank POS terminals in the country. The new solution allows MTN Momo customers to approve payments instantly on their mobile phones while merchants receive immediate confirmation on Stanbic Bank POS devices. This creates a faster, more secure and seamless checkout experience for both consumers and merchants. Speaking at the launch, MTN Momo Head of Strategy and Business Development, Pafiako Malema Museva, described the partnership as a significant milestone in accelerating digital payment adoption and increasing financial inclusion in Zambia. She also noted that the collaboration supports MTN Momo's broader goal of delivering secure, accessible and convenient payment solutions while helping merchants reduce cash handling and serve customers more efficiently. And Stanbic Bank Head of Corporate and Investment Banking, Helen Luwamba, emphasized the bank's dedication to inclusive financial services, stating that integrating MTN Momo into the POS network is a key step toward expanding digital payment acceptance and providing businesses with access to a wider customer base. She added that the partnership supports Zambia's transition towards a more inclusive cash-light economy. In international news, Kenya's president on Tuesday defended the opening of an Ebola quarantine center for U.S. nationals after a court halted the plan and security forces tear gas protesters fearing the deadly virus could spread in the country. the U.S. Delta 3P at Kenya Raya Kipia Air Base